Booth Bay Harbor is a quaint village on the coast of Maine where lobster boats come and go and rigging clinks against the masts of sailboats. But in recent years, there's a new presence on many of the buildings that line the harbor's edge. Air conditioners. Environmental lawyer Steve Hinchman says the rise of air conditioning has
fundamentally changed the electric profile of the state of Maine.
Historically, Maine has been what's known as a winter peaking state, meaning that the highest demand for electricity happened on cold winter nights. Not anymore. Since 2004, Hinchman says peak demand comes on hot summer afternoons.
When the town's full of tourists and the galleries are, you know, shining their lights and their air conditioning and the doors are open to the street and all the restaurants are full and, you know, all the hotels are full.
Air conditioning on balmy sunny afternoons has not only shifted the timing of peak demand in Maine, it's made the state's energy flow peakier or less constant overall. It's a trend that has electricity providers concerned about meeting demand with the single high-power transmission line that serves the Booth Bay region. So Maine's Public Utilities Commission considered running an additional power line down the Booth Bay Peninsula. At an estimated $18 million, it wasn't going to be cheap or easy.
It would have been a huge controversy because there's no empty land to bring it down. So it would have required eminent domain and battles with lots of different landowners that don't want to see power lines in their view of the spectacular Maine coast.
Instead, Grid Solar, the company where Hinchman is currently general counsel, stepped in with a less expensive option. The plan is to reduce the size of those summer afternoon peaks and then fill any remaining gaps with local sources of electricity.
It's mountaintop removal, if you will. It's you're lowering the peak. You're eliminating the peak that requires you to invest millions and millions and millions of dollars in new transmission to serve peak loads that only occur, you know, 5 to 35 hours a year.
Since air conditioners are the source of the problematic peaks, they're a logical place to start whittling them down. Grid Solar paid a company called Ice Energy to replace air conditioners at nearly 36 area businesses with what are essentially industrial-sized ice makers. The first one went in at the Booth Bay Harbor Chamber of Commerce, where Cherie Scott works.
So there's ours, and it's literally a big block of ice.
The so-called Ice Bear looks like an air conditioner, a big metal box with an intake fan. But there's no energy-intensive condenser inside, just a block of ice.
What we do hear is the air coming through our vents.
When cooling is needed, a fan blows air over the ice and into the building. It takes less energy to make the ice, plus it's made at night when ambient temperatures are lower and energy demand is less.
You're shifting the load from peak period in the hot summer afternoon to off-peak at night.
It's a good first step, but not enough to solve all the region's energy problems. The Public Utilities Commission estimates Booth Bay needs to generate 2 megawatts of electricity in order to avoid line failure during periods of peak demand. Grid Solar put out a call for proposals and used state money to fund a range of projects, including a generator, a battery, and 19 solar installations.
This is a 25-kilowatt solar system that we're looking at on the town of Booth Bay Public Works building. That will generate a certain amount of electricity, and electricity follows a path of least resistance, so it'll fill the load on this building, and then it will the excess will be exported onto the grid.
Because of the way electricity flows, Hinchman says they carefully placed solar panels near each of the 3 substations serving the Booth Bay region. That way, the locally generated electricity pushes back evenly against the flow of electrons coming down the transmission line, freeing up power for towns upstream. It's like starting those summer afternoons with a glass half full.
The more you spread your distributed resources out to the end of the line, the higher the benefit to the system.
Solar is well suited for meeting summer spikes in power usage. But just in case it can't meet Booth Bay's peak needs, there's a new diesel generator in the industrial park. Grid Solar is also working on installing a lead-acid battery that could charge at night and supply a few hours of electricity in the afternoon. And Hinchman says they can always add something else if the need arises.
We can walk in lockstep with load, and you don't have to go out and spend $18 million on a line 10 years in advance of needing it.
Solar panels and ice bears don't make much noise, but they sure are creating a buzz. Residents and town officials are enthusiastic about the project. State legislators also seem pleased with Boothe Bay's progress. This summer, they changed Maine state law to require that such local generation schemes be considered whenever part of the grid needs upgrades. For WCAI, I'm Heather Goldstone in Boothe Bay Harbor, Maine.